Oh, no, no, I don't think they were concerned with that because they know they're home free from FCC. What they suspected, I'm trying to find my notes here that pertain to that, and I will come through it in just a minute here, I'm sure, if I turn enough pages. But one of the men in Georgetown was the one that was that it suspected you as being someone there to get his daughter. So he'll come to me here in just a minute, and back to you. WB4KKB with K3LBP, W4UVS. Okay, did you see the station, the 8R3 station, and are they running a linear? Over. WB4KKB, W4UVS, I no longer copy, no longer hear you, Walt. Missed most all that transmission. All I got was four or five rigs. They do have a four or five rigs. And I heard them use two rigs at one time a few days ago, a week or so ago, and it sounded like a double voice. And a DTJ wanted to know what was the matter. And she says, well, I was trying to use two rigs at once. Maybe I can't do that. And then she came back with a single voice. I thought that was quite a trick. So, Walt, I'll pick you up another time. I just can't hear you anymore due to QRM. And I'll sign with you now and see if you have any, see if I can hear your sign off. WB4KKB in the group, W4UVS. Okay, Walt, good night and the best to you, and we'll see you later. WB4KKB signed, K3LBP, W4UVS for you.
Yeah, stand by.
Roger.
Yeah, 224 and about 200 cycles right now.
I'll check that.
Oh,
Yeah, that's very good. You got a pretty good read out there. Okay, did you ever find out how to work those phone numbers? Several came through last night. Okay, there's a breaker. Hold on. W4UVS and group. You still there, Larry?
Time, we might be in Tuesday with UVS, maybe we can talk. the three of us into a round table there. And see what to do there. So, the reason I broke in there with the info on the phone, I think if we piece those together, we might be able to find out what some of the real concerns are. Follow-up, I don't know. It might not be advisable, but we can always double-check them occasionally and see if we are tracking properly. Hi, hi. So, that's what we had there on that. And I don't know, I've been listening, but I've been so busy listening and trying to jot everything down that I don't know too much of what is going on with external correspondence, so you guys seem to be handling it. So we'd kind of like to get together when you're done, and also with that tomorrow morning to see what is going on in that thing. Fine on the frequency, we did jot it down there, we will be flying a little later then. So and we're not going to hang in here too much longer. We do want to see if you have any further comments, and if not, Don, that we may go give it to you here on 40 until about early in his local tomorrow morning. That'd be a part of the estimate, K3 LBC. What frequency in the morning? Around 62. Roger, roger. Okay, go ahead and take it up then. We'll be clear, and once again, our best 7-3s all around WB9 CMT clear, and see you in the morning. Ciao, ciao.
See the other break, go ahead. This is W4UVS. Was there another break station? Yes, that's WB4KKV. Go ahead, Walt. W4UVS. Okay, WB4KKB, W4UVS calling, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1, over.
It's the last outpost of the country. Then we go 50 miles into the jungle by a bear, which is a very, very rough ride. It seemed to me like it took all day to get there. But that is correct. However, the Minister of Interior took us up to the guest house, and we were well treated.
Okay, well, the way they do it is very cagey, and they talk in cryptic language and don't identify themselves, and start off by picking a frequency and just saying, do you copy, do you copy, or 123, 123, and the other one says 123, 123, and then they start going. Now, the West Coast does not talk at any length. They just roger or negative copy, or roger or negative copy. They don't have any conversation other than those words, those two or three short words. But the other people talk at great lengths, and this is on subjects of sensitive matter, of sensitive nature to them. Thinking that no one else is in the world listening to him. Okay, well, very fine. I'd like to talk to you in person on this sometime, but it's a far, far distance away, and telephone bills are mighty expensive. So we'll catch you again. WB4KKB with the group, W4UVS.
But please give me your address. You might mail me your QSL. God, how about that? Go ahead, Al.
Oh, I've done that once. Don't you have the orange 1977 membership roster that we picked up at St. Louis? I'm in there. Over.
Yes, I have that, but I couldn't find it. Oh, I couldn't find it.
No, my four land call. My four is in there. My three is not in there. Over. Okay. Well, I'd just like to know how far to go before I get to Dallas. I'm just liable to write a letter to somebody, and I'm sort of holding off. I've been holding off until I heard from you and be sure that you did get back correctly. But I haven't done anything yet. I was hoping to find out something from you to lead to help lead me into one way or the other. And I'll just hang loose here, Walt. WB4KKB, W4UVS. Clear and bye for the K3LBP. Looking forward to that, then. K3LBP, did you leave? W4UVS.
Chaotic copy.
Yeah, Roger. Roger, I should have said.
Okay, so, anyway, like I said, I'm going to talk to a little bit later. Roger, did you tell somebody to get 801 on frequency with us, ever? Copy. Get a message down to them somehow. Why can't 801 come on frequency with us? James? James, are you there? Hey, Bat and Jimmy, come in on a charter with the Morris tomorrow. And what time is that plane coming? Over. Roger, find out what time it's coming. What time will it arrive here? And second, will it arrive in Port Kaituma or Matthews Ridge? Stand by. I'm... Copy. Is it all you people say you're all concerned about the knowledge that we will, you know, take off together, Copy? And you say you care about us, Copy? And you know we decide to go with everyone else, Copy? That's a contradiction from the saying that he will leave, Copy. First they say, you know, everyone's going together, and another minute they say, going to walk off, copy? Okay, so don't send me no more letters like that. He didn't talk about you to me. Turn to me, over. Tom and I do mean it, copy? You better get some sleep, honey, over. Everyone is as completely happy as everyone on earth could be, over. As anyone on earth could be, over. Please don't dream about this one. I'm in a hurry, over. Keep Debbie around, okay? You should check with relatives who have been here.
Thank you.
decided that was not a Lexus. Over. Roger. You already know about Diane. Also, Teresa's over. Yeah, I know about those people last night, Roger. And Diane's friend, who's come around a couple times. Do I know her? Oh, I don't know. I think she hangs out with Ronald's friends over across the bay over. Yeah? I mean, well, would it be somebody I would know or that I've talked to ever? Probably very remote chance, no. I believe she's been before, though. Okay, Roger, who else?
Roger, that's true. There were
Roger, you know what else makes a picture real good, Elvis? Well, you know, like if you got somebody's face in front of a camera, and I think that you're just pretty crying behind the head of Dalton, over.
Roger.
What? Did they do it? Roger. You mean when Margaret was up there, it was all about Margaret in the background? No, I'm sorry. Well, it was evident that, I'm just saying, like, when Margaret says somebody's talking, it might be good to have a little explanatory posture in the background of it. I love the person.
Same time. Over. when I want to say something, I think you're not pulling the button.
Oh,
hello.
Okay, Jess, also, just for your information, the bacteriostatic water and the bacteriostatic normal saline for mixing medicines is and will be coming tomorrow. Over.
Are they one of the people that showed up there, copy?
Roger.
I mean, this ought to really stink. But, also, you might as well just assign who's ever making the posters to the... I mean, Ross is incredible. I mean, you got the lie detector test in your files, Martha.
Roger, roger.
And you might as well just make that, I mean, that's incredible. You've got something that would be significant about each of these patients' histories, over.
Roger, roger.
So you might as well just start making the signs, because I'm sure they'll probably be the only ones to be able to dig up next time, over.
Roger, roger.
Hey, what did some of the other signs say, over?
Wake up, Oscar.
That's priceless.
And wake up, Nick. I mean, Nick Bob.
Yeah, roger.
Oh, Roger, some weird ones, so they escaped, but, you know, those systems just crazy stuff.
You talk so fast that I'll never hear you one more time.
Some dumb ones saying stuff like, I escaped, but my brothers and sisters didn't. Did you copy?
I'm sorry, Martha. One more time.
I escaped, but my brothers and sisters didn't.
Who was this from, over?
You know, the one like Andrew was torn.
From Philadelphia?
No. It was ironic because he never went anywhere.
Who was that? That was an A?
Roger.
Okay, roger. Incredible. Go ahead.
Home Dog had one that said, I want my, you know, what back.
Ready?
Roger, he carried about, I'd say about belly button height.
This is a circus, I'm telling you.
Mildred?
Roger. Okay. Thanks for
anything
you guys have. So, how's everybody doing, over?
It's fine.
Well, no, it really is. Lovely down here. I know you know what it's like, but it's, I guess we're getting close to the winter season now, over. You can tell because it rains a little bit more, over.
Yeah, roger. Lily and Hangdog exchanged words, you copy?
Oh,
really? Yes, you know, she's a rather friendly person. She was trying to be friendly, so, you know, when they were leaving, she said bye-bye. And, you know, went out to the sidewalk to say bye-bye, and they didn't respond the first time. So, you know her, she went back again, copy?
Roger.
And then she said bye, and... then Dog said, hello, Lily. And then he kept on walking, and Lily said, no, Dog. It's goodbye, Dog. You know, Dog doesn't know whether he's coming or going, but Lily did, over.
Well, Goodbye, Doc.
Yeah, Roger. She couldn't resist.
Charles, are you on frequency? Over.
Roger, Roger.
No, this isn't Sarah. This is Mildred and Joyce, our pediatric nurse practitioner tonight. Over. You met her. Over.
Oh, Roger, Roger.